Do you ever think we sometimes make things a bigger deal than what they actually are? We give kids a reason or an excuse, rather, instead of just making just toughen them up a little bit?
I think there's an excuse. There seems to be an excuse for everything. Like if a kid's misbehaving, it's because they've got this going on, or they've got this problem, or they've got that problem. Mm. Like when I was growing up, like if a kid was a pain in the butt, they were just a pain in the butt. They'd get a clip around the back of the ear, and then they'd carry on doing their own thing. But now it's so different. Everyone needs to be. They have to go to counselling. They have to do this and they have to do. Yeah. It's all very weird to me.
My mom would say to me when she had to clean the house or whatever it was, handle things that she had to handle, get a shower, clean the house. Mm-hmm. She'd put us in our crib or our playpen thing in the living room, mm-hmm. and she'd go about her business. And now, like, it's a big no-no. You can't do that. It's you can't leave the child unattended. They can't miss you. They can't want for anything. And now it's come even worse that if you are playing with a baby, you cannot look at your smartphone. It creates attention problems with them later in life.
See, you know,
you can do whatever you want to babies from until like they're two.
Yeah.
When's your first memory? What is your first memory?
Wow. I don't know. See, my memory's a little bit kind of confused. I think my mum said I was about two. Same thing. Like she left me in a room somewhere, and she was doing cleaning or whatever she was doing. And when she came back in, I don't even remember this, but they used to have a drinks cabinet. And apparently I got in there and drank half a bottle of whatever it was. And apparently she said I was asleep.
You were a drunk toddler?
Yeah.
Oh, drunk toddler Pedge.
Apparently they took me to the doctors and stuff, but they said I was fine. But apparently I was out cold for like well over a day. Like I was totally gone.
God, what did you sound like as a two-year-old Brit drunk?
I have no idea.
Hello, mother.
At two, I don't think I would have sounded like that. Oh my God.
Hello, Mother Patch is here.
I don't think that was the case. But yeah, I mean, but I don't remember that. But my mum seems to have this habit of bringing that up into conversation here and there. But I used to get like, you know, she used to do the same thing. Like, where she had this like one of these like plastic kind of pen things, and she would just dump me in there and go and do her thing.
You learned to play by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we make things such a bigger deal than instead of being like, okay, well, you know, let's go forward and we'll go forward and try to fix it, but it's not that big of a deal. And I had read this this comment thread on Reddit. I get sucked into Reddit. It's the new YouTube wormhole for me.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, how are you going to mess up your kid's life? Like, what happened that you're like, oh, that's going to be it. That's what's going to mess up my kid's life. And this guy made a comment that said, what's going to mess up your kid's life is some random comment you made on a Tuesday that didn't mean anything that's going to stick with them for life.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, I'll tell you how I'm not going to mess up my kid's life, though. They won't be messed up because I didn't tell them I love them enough. Like, there are all these things you do as a parent that you can try your best to not mess your kid up. But one thing's going to happen, the smallest thing in the world, and that's what they'll be in therapy for.
Yeah, it's just all kind of
weird. You can't just support them, tell them you love them, go to their games, you know what I mean? Pay attention to when things matter.
Just do parent stuff. That's all you need to do. Hi, Eagle 97.7, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hannah Mosley.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hannah Mosley.
Hannah Mosley, did you just wake up?
Yeah.
You are late, girl. We called your name at 6:43. You had 10 minutes and 17 seconds to call in. How old are you?
Okay. 17. I turned 17 yesterday.
A happy birthday. Where do you go to school?
Milford.
Did you just go to prom over the weekend?
Yeah, I did.
How was it? Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
What time do you go to school? Isn't it late for you to be just getting up?
Yeah.
At least you're honest and owned it.
All right, well, listen, you had 9 minutes and 77 seconds to call in. You did not make it in the time frame. So today, you are not in the running to win that grand prize, that car from Priyanka of Salisbury, the Hyundai Sonata.
But your name is back in the mix, though, so you could get called another time.
Better luck next time.